CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. stocks were hammered in Friday trading on the combination of a listless job market and new tariffs. CBS News business reporter Jason Brook tells us a weak July jobs report had President Trump so upset he fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which compiles the numbers.
Investors were taken aback by the July jobs report, which not only saw a gain of only 73,000 jobs last month, but revealed massive downward revisions to the prior 2 months' gains, resulting in the weakest 3 months for the labor market since the pandemic struck in 2020. President Trump called the job revisions a total scam.
A spat between President Trump and a former Russian president has resulted in Trump moving some nuclear subs around. BBC's Fiona McDonald explains.
President Trump says he's ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in appropriate regions in response to what he called foolish and inflammatory comments by Russia's former leader Dmitry Medvedev. In a recent post on social media, Mr. Medvedev said U.S. threats of tough sanctions on Russia over Ukraine were a step towards war.
In Texas, State House Republicans rolled out President Trump's redrawn congressional maps designed to flip as many as 5 seats to the GOP in the next election by diluting Democratic-leaning districts. Chris Fox is there.
There are 4 overflow rooms filled with Texans waiting to let the State House Redistricting Committee know what they think of the newly redrawn congressional map. Republican State Rep Todd Hunter authored the bill carrying it, House Bill 4.
Do you show voting trends that under the 5 new seats prefer partisan Republican? The answer is yes. But you got to go vote.
Congressional District 33 was altered. It's Representative Mark Vesey's district.
95% of Texas population growth came from these communities of color. And yet those communities are targeted.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is signing off.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will start to shut down after being defunded by Congress. The CPB, as it's known, oversees the allocation of public funds to TV and radio stations that are part of public broadcasting.
It varied from community to community, depending upon size and market and donor base.
Craig Swagler is president and general manager of Baltimore Public Media. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Federal Appeals Court in California has upheld a lower court's block of the Trump administration's mass deportations. The ruling keeps in place a temporary restraining order barring agents from detaining people without first reasonably establishing that they are in the U.S. illegally. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or 2 half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
There's a 10-year-old urban farmer in Atlanta with a vision for sustainability.
Kendall Ray Johnson may only be 10, but she's already giving advice to other kids.
Do something you want. You like to do or you want to do and start from there.
Johnson's family has an urban farm, agriculture in Atlanta, but she's been growing things since she was just 3 years old and...
So right now I'm growing some peppers, tomatoes, okra, cucumbers.
Not only is the farm selling produce, but it is also teaching others about sustainable farming practices that others can learn and use to support their communities as well. Kendall's mom, Ursula Johnson.
If we're going to call ourselves sustainable, right? Not only do we have to sustain the earth, but a part of sustaining earth is sustaining us.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
A truckload of hot dogs spilled all across Pennsylvania's Interstate 83 after a crash near Maryland. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
Good
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Hazy sunshine today, a high near 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. 80 on Monday, 82 the high on Tuesday. Mostly sunny and mid-80s on Wednesday. Right now, it's 55.
Tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain And this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
I get around.
I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Everything's all right. Summer breeze makes
see the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
News and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Yeah. some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's not
just the same. My head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride. It's never ending tonight with me. She'll be so excited. I want her all for myself. Those temptation eyes looking through my soul. The temptation eyes. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight. You feel it now. Tonight with me she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Those temptation eyes looking through my soul. Temptation eyes. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight. Temptation eyes looking through my soul. Temptation eyes.
Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Spend the night. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together
now.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you be there when I look around. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after it released a disappointing July jobs report. It said the economy added only 73,000 jobs last month and revised the numbers for May and June downward. Without citing any evidence, Trump claimed under Erica McIntyre, the Bureau rigged the numbers to make him look bad.
We're doing so well. I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election. And there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her.
Some economists say the firing raises concerns about the integrity of future jobs reports. The president has ordered the deployment of two nuclear submarines near Russia in response to what he called highly provocative comments by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. CBS's Catherine Watson says the two men have been going at it on social media.
It started on Monday of this week when President Trump shortened his deadline for Russia to accept a ceasefire or suffer economic consequences to just 10 days, down from the 50 days he initially set earlier this summer. That prompted a response from the former